Minnesota News Network. Good morning. I'm Brent Palm. Governor Tim Walz says there's no point in calling a special session if the discussion does not include a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines.
But if we're going to hold a special session on safety of our children and safety of our streets and safety on gun violence, we need to talk about guns. And if the folks who hold veto power over this, which they do because of the makeup of the legislature, if they say that's not going to happen, calling a special session is going to be a waste of money and a waste of time.
Republican leaders are proposing a special session to look at school safety and increasing mental health services, but do not want to vote on an assault weapons ban. With the closure of the Stillwater State Prison on the horizon, Republican Senator Tori Westrum of Alexandria is again pushing for the reopening of the Prairie Correctional Facility in Appleton. He says if the state is not going to take advantage, he supports President Trump establishing an ICE detention center there.
This is a big, beautiful building built in the 90s. It's not that old. It really makes sense for the state of Minnesota or the federal government to use it, put it to good use, return the jobs and the opportunity to Appleton and Swift County.
Congresswoman Angie Craigs expressed concerns over the Trump administration's plans to turn the facility into an ICE detention center. Firefighters are battling a wildfire near the Crosby Manitou State Park along the North Shore south of Tofte. The Minnesota Interagency Fire Center says a fire has grown to 50 acres, smoldering and creeping in mixed hardwoods and leaf litter. No structures are immediately threatened by the flames. And police are investigating anti-Semitic messages and vandalism at Temple Israel in uptown Minneapolis. Officers say someone spray-painted "Watch Out Zionists" in red on an outside wall and symbols referencing the October 7, 2023 Hamas attack on Israel. Police Chief Brian O'Hara said the vandalism is clearly a hate crime. The Minnesota Wild open the regular season tonight against the Blues in St. Louis. Wild goaltender Philip Gustafson says he's ready for a new season but gets butterflies on opening night.
No, it's always nervous. You know, it's good to be nervous. I'm usually that for every game, and it's going to be fun to get going. You know, practice is not so fun. The games are the most fun.
Gustafson just signed a five-year contract extension. The Wild lost in the first round of the playoffs to the Golden Knights last spring. And a jaguar rescued from a roadside zoo in Oregon is now living at the Wildcat Sanctuary in Sandstone. Officials say Louie was the last cat rescued after federal investigators seized more than 300 animals, guns, and drugs at Oregon's West Coast Game Park Safari. Louie's now gaining weight, playing with watermelons, and rolling in the grass at his forever home in Minnesota. This is MNN.